my computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. Computer Corner.
Yeah, Computer Corner is what we still call it. I know you've been gone a long time.
Yeah.
I know that you haven't done radio in a while, and it's something new for you almost, but yeah, it's still called the Computer Corner, and
we still
do it live, and still every Saturday from 12:20 to 2. Same thing, Ken.
Here we are.
Different website, same thing.
Hey, I remember something we used to do a long time ago.
What's that?
It was Geek Speak of the Week.
Geek Speak of the Week?
Yeah.
Thanks for giving me some warning that we were going to do that.
My computer likes spam.
That's not the thing I was looking for.
That's not the Geek Speak of the Week. Spam, spam, spam. How we doing?
There it is!
Apparently every week, even when I'm not here, we give you a little snippet of the technology vernacular so that you can sound somewhat intelligible when you're at your next cocktail party.
Words to go to battle with.
Well, this one's kind of obvious. It's this week's Geek Speak of the Week is e-waste.
E-waste?
That's
the best we could come up with?
I think that's somebody with a very large waist. It's a size E. No, it's actually not that. It's
size E? You're thinking of a whole different sizing scheme that has to do with women's apparel.
E-W-A-S-T-E. It's old or useless electronic equipment that no longer serves a useful purpose, which doesn't take long. Or does it?
That's the wrong sound file, too.
Chad's suggestion here is, who wants to go skeet shooting?
Skeet shooting?
Yes. Pull!
Oh, I get it. Oh, I knew.
I can't
find any of these sounds in here. I didn't bring the chart up that shows me where things are at.
Oh, well.
I would have the gun sound, and I can just randomly pick one and see.
Actually, since we're on the e-waste discussion, any of the 18 Data Doctors locations here in town, we act as a collection point for the Arizona Strut Students Recycling Used Technology Program that these students... spend their time resurrecting older technology and then donating it to very needy charities, indigents, all kinds of great situations. So if you've got any old technology that you consider e-waste, it may not be, and for gosh sakes, don't throw that e-waste in the garbage, because it truly is toxic waste. And that is a potential problem for us as a country with all of this technology getting thrown in the landfills. There's toxins in there. So these folks will make sure that if it is truly unusable, that they will properly recycle it.
And if you're going to go play skeet shooting with it, pick up the pieces when you're done and make sure you take them.
Actually,
to the recycling.
Let's not even suggest that.
Can you say pull again?
No. Pull!
I was ready. I shot a little early, though. I think I missed.
He did.
So pull! There we go.
That's a little better. AZStrut.org is the website to learn more about AZStrut, or like I said, any Data Doctors location. You can find the nearest location to you through our store finder or store locator on our website, datadoctors.com.
It's at the top of every page. You put in a zip code. It's easy.
Please do not throw that stuff away. Our download of the week is Pick2Phone, spelled F-O-N-E.
And I think it's Pix, actually.
Pix2Phone, P-I-X-2Phone.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Reading is something that you've forgotten as well.
Well, you know, it's been a while.
Right.
A simple-to-use program that interfaces with your computer and your cell phone. Oh, interfaces your computer with your cell phone. So
right.
You can take pictures from your digital camera and make the photo the wallpaper on your cell phone if you have one of those cameras that can do it.
Here's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Uh-huh.
You can take pictures that are on your computer and put them on your cell phone, and supposedly this thing interfaces, we use that word.
Yes.
How do you hook the phone up to the computer?
Well, these...
Certainly the software doesn't provide a virtual cable, or does it?
Well, a lot
Chad
of these...
shaking his head, no.
A lot of these phones have cables.
They do?
All right.
I don't know anybody who has a cable that hooks up to their computer for their cell phone.
I'm sure it probably emails it to it. You know, the phones that can accept email and pictures, and then you have that.
Is that what Chad shaking his head? Maybe yes, kind of?
Well, along that line, one of the cool products I saw...
Great job there, Chad!
The Consumer Electronics Show, which I renamed this year the show featuring products, solutions, searching for a problem. Everything out there was trying to solve a problem that really didn't exist.
Right, but you need it anyway.
Yes.
You need everything that was there, one of each.
The essence of consumer electronics is a solution in search of a problem. But they did have a neat product. I think it was Siva, the digital picture frame company.
Yes.
That's how you say it. I'm going to do more I'm going to do more follow-up on this.
These are those little things that you used to be able to purchase that you could take and, like, stick on your desk, and it would show photos from, like, your digital camera.
Well, actually, you know what? You had to put your digital camera card, like, into the picture frame, and
right.
You could either upload it, or you had to have the card in there the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Or
They're kind of cheesy-looking frames, which is always the problem, is it was a cool concept, but they should have made it look a lot nicer.
Oh, they've done that. There were a lot of companies showing some incredible frames and huge...
With actual wood, not plastic.
Yes.
Plud.
Yes.
Right.
But the cool thing was, this particular company's picture frame, you could actually take a picture on your cell phone camera.
Such high-quality pictures.
Yeah, but here's the cool part. You can send that picture to the picture frame anywhere in the world in not real time, but what happens is the picture frame from time to time goes and checks this website that you've pre-configured.
Like a little dial-up kind of deal?
Right. So you could actually put one of these picture frames in grandma's house,
uh-huh.
And then as you take pictures, whether it's digital camera or cell phone pictures, you can actually send your pictures to grandma's picture frame, and she doesn't have to do anything. It actually dials up on its own and goes and grabs the pictures and downloads them for grandma.
That's kind of cool.
It is cool.
What if you had like a long distance relationship and the lady you were dating was in another state perhaps, and you could, you know, throughout the day just snap pictures and
here we are.
Talk on the phone and discuss things.
Here's the deal though, those digital picture frames where the pictures rotate and what have you. Everybody always thought it was a cool idea. The problem was not that cool because I don't want to spend that much money. The retail price on this new one, from my understanding, is roughly $150. And it's a 5x7 frame, or 5x7 picture in the frame.
Hmm.
They do have larger, I think they've got a 17-inch frame that's super high resolution. It's beautiful. And I think that was like $400 or $500. So, you know, what used to be $1,200, $1,500, $3,000 is now, as with all technology. So if you're into those digital picture frames, we'll be bringing you some more specific information about that as we learn more about the up-and-coming products. But I think that's an area where, you know, it's one of those everybody would love to have them kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, so shall we go to Frank?
We got just a little bit of time to find out maybe what Frank's issue is. We're going to take a quick break. After we find out the issue, we'll come back and solve the problem.
Frank, we need you to be Frank.
Yes, thank you. I purchased recently a DVD external drive for a laptop along with Adobe Photoshop Elements. And that all works fine, but when I create the DVDs to play in the DVD player of my TV, all I get is disc error. The TV says that it'll accept the minus R DVD, and that's what I'm using. But
oh, yes. All right, Frank, we're going to put you on hold because that is a question that has many, many, many prongs to it that actually does apply to a lot of people out there when it comes to DVD burning.
It's a forked question.
It is?
With many prongs.
Wow.
See?
And you want to make sure that you don't end up with that fork in your head.
Absolutely.
Right.
Or in your eye. Why is there a cork on the fork? We're going to answer that question when we come back. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
This is Pat McMahon and my special guest on Sunday's God Show.